Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Benny McCoy. Batting second. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting third. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Al Rubling. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bill Lillard. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Babich. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Johnny Babich. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Dom DiMaggio. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jim Tabor. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Peacock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Emerson Dickman. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Emerson Dickman. And now, play ball. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy takes first base on ball four. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McCoy moves to third. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dickman throws to second for one, and Doerr throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. McCoy scores. Simmons moves to second. One out. It's 1-0, Athletics. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Athletics. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops it up and throws to first, with Dickman covering, for the out. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dickman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillard fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Rubling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dickman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Lillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillard hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dickman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Babich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Babich hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses. Doerr reaches second base with a double. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McCoy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, McCoy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Moses strikes out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Emerson Dickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickman hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. DiMaggio strikes out. Hayes drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws DiMaggio out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kramer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-1 in the game. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox fields the ball and throws to Dickman covering. Safe. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Rubeling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubeling is 0-for-1 in the game. Rubeling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-1 in the game. Cronin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Johnson who is chasing the ball. Cronin reaches third base with a triple. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cronin scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Athletics. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0-for-1 in the game. Tabor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Lillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillard is 0-for-1 in the game. Lillard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Babbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Babbage is 0-for-1 in the game. Babbage hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, McCoy hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 0-for-1 in the game. Peacock takes first base on ball 4. Emerson Dickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickman is 0-for-1 in the game. Dickman strikes out. One out. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. DiMaggio hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Babbage fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Peacock fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Cronin hits a line drive towards third. Rubeling reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Doerr strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. Hayes hits a line drive into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Rubeling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubeling is 0-for-2 in the game. Rubeling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Lillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillard is 0-for-2 in the game. Lillard hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Peacock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0-for-2 in the game. Tabor takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Peacock hits a ball on the ground towards second. McCoy throws to second for 1, and Lillard throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Peacock moves to second. One out. Lou Finney pinch hits for Emerson Dickman. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. DiMaggio hits a line drive towards first. Siebert reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Herb Hash now pitching. Johnny Babich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Babich is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Babich hits a line drive towards the mound. Hash reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, McCoy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McCoy for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams strikes out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Fox hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses. Fox reaches second base with a double. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Cronin hits a pop-up towards short. Lillard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Johnson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Siebert takes first base on ball 4. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-3 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hash fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Al Rubeling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubeling is 0-for-3 in the game. Rubeling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Doerr strikes out. One out. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Tabor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rubeling fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Peacock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 3, and Boston Red Sox, 1. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.